Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
No, that was the case. There was no way he was going to go back in the game. That would, the injury precluded it, you know. I know Lamar, if he could have gone in the game, he would have been in the game. That's how he is. In terms of what I'm allowed to tell you, like a lot of that is something, things that he needs to address with you guys, you know, in his time. So I really can't speak for him. Wouldn't want to. Those are questions that would be best answered by him going forward. And he may be still getting some information on that as well, but leave that for him to answer. The second, third, and fourth series were the series that kind of dictated the game for us. It put our defense in a couple tough spots, and those are situations where, you know, we operate better, we score points, and it's a completely different game. I mean, you know, what happened with the interception, I thought the linebacker made a nice play, but it wasn't a good play for us. Yeah, I mean, we need more plays on offense. I mean, we've been in the 50 play range, you know, and that's the biggest thing. And you need more plays. You need more consistency. And definitely, I mean, running the ball is a big part of our plan in that game, and we didn't do it.
Or the game before that. It's John Harbaugh, Ravens head coach, met with the media yesterday talking about various subjects relating to his team. Before we get to the offensive struggles, which were the last two cuts we played, Lamar Jackson's hamstring. Don't know the severity, don't know the time missed, if there's going to be any time missed, but John Harbaugh said if Lamar could have played, he would have played. He didn't. Sat on the bench, middle of third quarter till the end of the game. We all watched it on TV there, and that was that. That was a wrap, and we don't know. It's a hamstring, but Vinny, like according to Ian Rappaport, I believe it is, or Adam Schefter, I apologize, one of the two NFL insiders. Roquan's got a grade 2 hamstring problem. I noticed Harbaugh didn't mention any of that.
So grade 3 is the worst, I'm guessing. Grade 1 is the
So least. Roquan, according to reports, is going to be out for a few weeks. They've got, what, Houston and the Rams and the bye.
Yep.
Marlin with a calf, expected, like soft tissue, right, injuries here. No structural damage like we saw with Neighbors and Tyreek Hill last night. Horrible injuries for both, of course. But Lamar, we don't know.
No. Well, no. Bob, the thing with the calf with Humphrey, Ricard's still out with a calf.
Yeah. And he's been gonzo for weeks and weeks
since
and weeks.
August.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the way he played, so what? You know, I mean, but here's the thing that bothers me a little bit is, you know, Harbs is like, yeah, we could have scored on those first three drives. I mean, it's all about we got to score. You're the number one team in the league in scoring, and it's all about outscore. We're the Bengals from last year is what they are. And Bob, I keep the stat. you know, because they say, you know, well, the defense, the injuries, the defense has been ranked 32nd from day one. They've been, here's what they've been, Bob. 32, 31, 32, 31. The whole time. And guys were healthy. Matabike was playing then, you know. Last year, they finished the season, Bob, 10th. 10th. 324 yards a game. You know what they were against the rush, Bob? One, giving up 80 yards a game. Now they're giving up 141.3. And that's since the first game. So, you know, and points allowed, they were 9th. Now they're 32nd. And that's since the first game. You know, I mean, how about rushing attempts? Bob, they finished the season 2nd. Nobody wanted to run it on them. Average per rush, number one, 3.6 yards. Now, Bob, they're 30. They're 2nd to last in rush attempts. Everybody's lining up to rush it. And they're 23rd in average per rush, 4.6, one more yard per. Zach Orr, get your ass together. Get that defense together. That's the problem. The biggest problem is the offense got to score every time. Yeah, is the offense making some mistakes? Yup. Do they need to run Humphrey more? Yup. And Lamar needs to play better, too. The interception?
Run Henry more.
Yeah.
Yeah, Humphrey's been doing a lot.
Henry.
Yeah. Humphrey's been chasing.
But, Bob, like on the interception, Rasheed Ali, they're blitzing. Ali's standing in the flat, and Lamar's looking all by himself, and then he tries to make the great play. Just make the safe play. Make the play you're supposed to make. It seems like right now, Bob, that he is picking out what receivers he wants to throw to. That's kind of the way it looks a little bit. But Lamar's not in phenomenal rhythm, and he's holding the ball too long. You know, because they've got it blocked. And throw it. Throw it. You know, but defensively, it kind of pisses me off because they've sucked from the get-go, and it totally disappoints me because out at practice every day, I thought they were going to be damn good, and they're damn bad.
Well, they gave up 41 points in the opener. Right?
Yeah. Yep.
The only game in which they were acceptable defensively was against an offensively challenged Cleveland team, and we saw what Detroit did to them.
Oh, yeah.
And then last week, Kansas City, who had been offensively challenged themselves, not to the Browns level of ineptitude. It's Ian Rappaport. Let me guys circle back to that real quick, Vinny. Ian Rappaport, Marlon Humphrey, who was ruled out of CAF on Sunday, expected to miss a couple of weeks. Not as bad as it could have been. And then Rap Sheet also says Roquan diagnosed with a grade 2 hamstring strain. He'll miss a few weeks. So there you go. Two starters. Bye-bye. Matabika's done for the year.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows what the career-defining neck injury will be for him. Broderick Washington, he's placed on IR, so he's out at least another 3 weeks. And Travis Jones didn't play.
Yeah, and Bob, if I'm a betting man, I would say Ronnie probably won't play either. You know, ankle. I mean, I watched the first quarter, you know, this morning of the game, and he was struggling big time. You know, you got two excellent pass rushers coming in. And if you can't put your foot in the ground and anchor, why even play him? I mean, you know, you're better off resting him. Get him healthy. Get him healthy. They need to win one of two, Bob, I would think, going into the bye.
All right, getting back to the offense. We know the injuries and the defensive woes, which are well documented. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Turn it up Tuesday. Bob, Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. But I sensed frustration from John Harbaugh talking about the offense. Didn't point fingers, but we have to be better. And Todd Monken's the offensive coordinator. You have the players that are accountable because they're the ones that have to execute said game plan. But the offensive line, 2 weeks running, has been abysmal, and all season long has been below par, especially at the guard positions here with Voorhees and Fa'alele. And let's not forget, everybody, that Fa'alele was a Pro Bowl alternate last year, now playing like a guy that, as you would say, gets lost in space.
Yeah, I would say this, though, Bob. Like that first series when they went down the field, the O-line was great. They were great. The run blocking, outstanding. I mean, they did a phenomenal job in the run blocking stuff. You know, the thing that got them was that Kansas City was bringing all kinds of people. That was the biggest problem. And Lamar's holding the ball too long, which makes the O-line look bad. But their run blocking stuff was good. You know, so that is the frustrating thing is your O-line does a really good job run blocking, and they're not running it enough. They're like in that Kansas City game, Bob, it seemed like they wanted to spread them out a lot is what they kind of wanted to do. And then every time they ran the ball, they got yards. That was the thing. And I don't know why they changed. And I bet you if they did their, you know, analytical studies and stuff, Bob, every time Henry goes out, more times than not, it's a pass. You know, I mean, are they getting predictable? That's what I'm saying.
Well, kind of seems that way, doesn't it?
It does.
And a lot of people have been asking for Keaton Mitchell last couple of weeks. Maybe we could see him become part of the equation. That is still to be determined. Mike Elias, another guy meeting with the media. Met with the throngs down there at the warehouse talking about what's going on with the Orioles this offseason. Think that we're going to hear from Mike when we come back. Take your phone calls as well. 410-583-1057 to talk more detailed about what happened yesterday with Matt Weirich from the Baltimore Sun. But this whole GM promotion thing, which nobody knew that Elias was promoted to president of all things. He's the grand poobah.
Mm-hmm.
Like if it was like the Flintstones, he'd be wearing like the hat. He's the grand poobah hat guy. Well, they need a new GM. We'll get to that eventually. We need a manager. First and foremost, Rocco Baldelli got the heave-ho in Minnesota. Bruce Bochy, mutual parting of the ways in Texas. And, of course, they're already speculating that Skip Schumacher is going to take that job since, you know, he works for them.
Yeah.
And Bob Melvin, he got the gate in San Francisco. And I don't want to put words in Elias's mouth. We're going to listen to it when we come back. But we'll get into both entities here. Terps back on the football field coming up on Saturday against Washington. Washington 5.5-point favorites. And look, you may not have noticed it watching their game against Ohio State, but Washington's got a pretty potent offense.
Oh, yeah.
They can run the ball over 200 yards a game. So Maryland's D is going to have their first tall order of the season. Are they up to the task? Because statistically right now, Maryland ranks among the best in college football. We know that the offense has been doing some great things. So we'll be previewing that all week long. You want to comment? You can. It's Turn It Up Tuesday. It's Vinny, Haney, Nolan. Here on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
President of Baseball Operations for the Baltimore Orioles and Tony Mancelino. We're going to hear from him as well. He met with the media before Elias did. And the question was, does Mancelino have to interview for the manager's job? Even though, duh, you know who he is. And
he did for 50 games.
And I'm assuming you've talked to the players. But, you know, I guess there is a thorough process and a protocol that takes place. And you want, man, I get that. But he talked about the layers of people that are going to be involved. Now, ultimately, now he's saying it's not going to be totally my decision. But I think ultimately, he's going to be the one that decides who gets to replace Brandon Hyde on a full-time basis. Now, it could be Tony Mancelino. It could be someone from outside the organization. Now, I don't know what Katie Griggs' baseball acumen is in regards to, you know, putting a field manager in a dugout to take a team to new heights. I know that she's great at marketing. I don't know her personally, to be real here, but in generating ticket sales, and that kind of blew up in her face when they said we're changing the protocol with that. You know, at the worst time, you know, was their last place in the division. So I don't know. Ownership, of course, because they're the ones going to sign the check. But at the end of the day, Mike Elias is going to be the guy that decides who gets to be the manager of the team full-time. Nolan McGraw, get in here. And we've talked about it before. I thought this whole GM thing was a nothing burger to begin with. They're going to move him to president and hire a guy who's going to run baseball while he sits there and handles the draft. No, he's taking care of the entirety of the process. And who the GM is going to be whenever they hire one, it's just going to be another voice perhaps for him to rely on. Sig Meidel is going to be a very prominent part of this as well. So what do you think, Nolan, the comments that Elias just had going back to yesterday in regards to the whole protocol involved in hiring a manager? And, you know, does Tony Mancelino have to wait in line, or is he going to be first in line, even though he was literally there yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't know what, if it really even matters. All right, do we talk to Mancelino first? I think that just seems easiest. He's already here. He's already in the building. Get him before he heads back home. I mean, just knock it out. You got other candidates becoming available by the day. You know, I appreciate the clarification that it is going to be a thorough process for them. I think there was a little bit of fear around here that it might just get quickly passed off to Mancelino, but that was quickly put to bed yesterday. The Katie Griggs involvement there, you mentioned it. I don't even, listening to this comment, that to me, that can't be right. We can't be talking about the manager here. I'm sorry. No offense to Katie Griggs.
Unless I miss her. I'm blind, but I'm not deaf.
But I agree with you. Every coaching position that I've ever been involved with, that an interview process, whether it was at, you know, Notre Dame or Minnesota, Notre Dame, San Fran, when we hired Moot, there was two people involved. You know, the more...
The unmarrier.
Yeah, well, all right, there's going to be a lot of people. Okay, well, what do you think? Then you got, like, well, I like this guy. Well, I like this guy. Well, I like that guy.
Yeah, when we get lunch.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, getting back to what I originally said, Katie Griggs, I'm going to go ahead and say that she probably doesn't have a lot of experience hiring a field manager.
No, and what
her input would be.
Yeah, I mean,
is
what is she bringing to the table there? And even if, let's say this was the process for the GM hire, okay, maybe that would make a little bit more sense. But even still, seemingly that GM is going to be coming in for baseball only stuff. You know, he has nothing to do with you know, what the concession prices are, or ticket prices, or concerts coming to town. I mean, I think Ruben Stein or someone in his group could handle that a little bit better. I just found that comment to be a little strange.
Yeah. So anyway, we just heard Mike Elias say it. Don't know why he said it. Maybe she will be part of it to some level, whether or not it makes sense. I mean, that's
Bob, one other question I got is okay, let's say all the interviews are not taking place here, okay? They're going to put all these people on a plane, you know, that are involved in the interview.
But getting back to Manzo real quick, you know how you go get deli meat and you grab a ticket?
Yeah.
I'm number one. He's number one. He's literally standing at the lunch meat counter yesterday at the warehouse thing. Here's Elias elaborating on what the process will be like trying to find a new manager, which he said it's happening ASAP.
We think he did a terrific job as the interim manager with that particular assignment in 2025, with where the players were, with where the organization was. I thought he added a lot of value and did a great job with that assignment. And I got the chance to work with him much more closely during this. And I'm very impressed with him as I've gotten to know him more. Told him that we are going to utilize the opportunity of having the permanent chair vacant to talk to other people, figure out who the right fit is for this team for 2026. That process is going to include him.
All right, there we go. That's him talking about Manzolino more in detail, that he will be included in the process. I like the permanent chair thing. That's good. It's like Howard Stern. Who gets the Jackie chair when Jackie Marlin left for the 7 bazillionth time? So he's part of the process, and I think he deserves to be part of the process. Look, Bruce Bochy, going to the Hall of Fame. Got 4 World Series championships as a manager. Who played for him in San Francisco? Buster Posey, the general manager of the Giants. He's now making that decision. Now, does he circle back to Bochy, bring him back because he just left Texas? I would think if I'm Bochy, I'm just like, peace out. Been there, done that. Yeah. We'll settle it down. Bob Melvin. Come on, man. This guy's been, I know he played for the Orioles way back when, and he was part of one of my favorite all-time Oriole teams. But he's been whacked multiple times during his managerial tenure. I know experience is going to have to be part of the equation. But at what point is it you're a descending guy who's not in the prime of inspiring players to let's bring in someone that has more experience than Manzolino did, even though he managed at the minor league level, and obviously is now managed at the major league level. I don't know who that guy is. We could try to connect dots all we want, but I think when Hyde got it, that was Elias's first hire, and then even going back when Harbs got it in Baltimore. I mean, guys that we don't know, who are going to pop out of nowhere, perhaps, and be part of this equation, Nolan.
Yeah, but I think that might be part of the problem. You mentioned the whole experience factor, that everyone's so fixated on experience. That's the one thing that we want as a difference over Hyde or over Manzolino. Well, if it's going to be someone we're not familiar with, it's probably a first-timer. It's probably somebody's bench coach from somewhere else. I mean, sure, you have a Ryan Flaherty. We know him because he played here. But beyond that, if it's a bench coach somewhere else that's off the radar, I don't think that's going to really inspire anything. I'm left just kind of thinking that there's no perfect candidate, right? I look at the big names. I look at, you know, other hidden gems or out there suggestions, whatever it is across the board. I just don't see a slam dunk perfect hire here, which to me started to, you know, it creep into my head a little bit over the past week or so that Manzolino could end up being the guy. Not that he's their first choice, but I think that he's their backup. And that they could land on their backup pretty quickly.
And let's not forget, too, coming up through the organization, Buck Britton was assumed to be the heir apparent. He was on the coaching staff this year. No guarantees that he might get an interview. We don't know. But there's no guarantees he's going to get that job. And real quick, here's Mike Elias talking about what a new GM, whenever they hire that, would do differently than what he does right now.
I think the answer to that very much depends on who it is. What's very clear to me is there's a lot of work in baseball operations now running these departments on a day-to-day basis. It's a ton of work. We have a relatively small baseball operations department still. and we have room to grow. And we're also very interested in outside perspectives and outside talent. So that can come in different profiles and backgrounds and job duties.
Bob, my question would be, whose idea was it to do that? Bring in a general, you know, was it the owner or was it his?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think that was really addressed. Yeah. But
and the other question.
Bottom line is that new GM's not going to be running the organization.
No.
Mike Elias is.
My other question I wish they would have, and maybe they did, ask Elias is for the managerial candidate, what characteristics are you looking
he
for?
He said experience is going to be part of it. And we've got a lot of layers, Vinny, to get in with Mike Elias because we care about what the Orioles are going to do with their managerial search, because I still think, and I truly believe this, that they're going to be in the playoffs a year from now. Now, if they got the rotation, I don't care if it's Earl Weaver reincarnated. You got the opening day rotation for 2025. You're going to lose more often than you win, and they're going to have to stay healthy to some level. But your thoughts on what Mike Elias, we just played, and we got many more to get into with him. Talking about the team, the offseason. Managerial hire is paramount. And then you got to bolster your roster. He even talked about adding another to the rotation in regards to topping up with Bradish and Trevor Rogers. So we got all of that to get into. And the Ravens are in disarray. So the Orioles finished last. The Ravens are in last on the last day of September. How you feeling on this turning up Tuesday?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Two delay games for the Ravens.
Same drive.
Sunday against the Kansas City Chiefs. You heard John Harbaugh trying to explain exactly why that took place. And are you buying what he... I'm not saying he's trying to sell you a bunch of bull crap, but he's trying to explain exactly what happened in each situation there.
Yeah, to me, it's up to the quarterback. You know, I mean, it's quarterback's job. He's staring at the, you know, at the clock and seeing what it is, and he was trying to get him into the right play, you know, and I guess because it was, what, the third, it was still in the first quarter, they didn't want to call a timeout, I'm guessing, waste their timeouts, but that drive just went to the crapper after that, because Derrick Henry, first and 10, they were on a 15, he goes for 11 yards on a run, then they get a delay of game penalty. So then they go back to first and 15. Then they complete a pass to Henry for 10. So then they're second and 5. And guess what? Another delay of game. So then they go to second and 10, and then they get another penalty for intentional grounding, and then they're back punting, you know, third and 26. So, I mean, it was a penalty-filled drive, you know, and it just – and those little things, you know, like you get a good first down play, you get 11. Next play, you're first and 15. It's hard to make up first and 15.
It's been 880-1057 the Fan. Turn up Tuesday. Anything you want to hear loud, send a request. Plot Sport text on at 410-583-1057. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw just tuning in. You missed it yesterday when John Harbaugh met with the media. Nnamdi Matabike out for the year. Roquan Smith out for weeks. Now, this is Ian Rappaport reporting from NFL Network. And same with Marlon Humphrey. Calf for Marlon. Grade 2 hammy for Roquan, not good. Elbow for Nate Wiggins. He left Sunday. Don't know what his status is. Yeah. And then same with Ronnie with the ankle. So they were dropping like flies in Kansas City Sunday afternoon.
Yeah. Man, it was and you know what's funny is Kansas City got nobody hurt. So, you know, who was delivering and who was catching?
Yeah, Pacheco knocked Wiggins out of the game.
Yeah. Yeah. Just, you know. What happens, you know, and Bob, you know what, I don't know what the stat is, but I just showed you that one play where they had 4 missed tackles on one play. So the week before they had 20 missed tackles. How did they have double digit missed tackles again in this game? I mean, that's becoming an issue. Arv's talked about it last week, said, well, you know, those plays only should have gone for 7, not for 70, you know, if we tackle, and they're still not tackling well. There's way too many missed tackles.
All right, let's get out to the phone. Sports at 583. It's funny, though. We're talking about the team at 1-3, and we're concentrating on what the offense didn't do, where the defense has been getting housed.
I know.
Pretty much all year long. But let's get out to the phones. Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, thanks for holding. What's up?
What's going on, Bob and Vinny?
How you doing?
What's happening?
Hey. All right. I want to apologize, man, because I've been having Derrick Henry issues, man, lately, coming to these phone lines. I've been fumbling a lot, you know?
Well, you know, just carry your phone around with you wherever you go.
Keep it high and tight.
Yeah.
High and tight.
And make sure when somebody calls you, you hit the button immediately.
right. Yeah, especially yesterday. I was a little down yesterday, man. I spent a lot of money to go see a tie football game, man, you know, so I still don't know how to feel about that. But I guess a tie is better than a loss, you know.
Well, what you did see, look at it this way. You want to look at it positively? You saw something never happened before in the NFL, a 40-40 tie. So there you go.
Yeah, one of the greatest games, too, I've been to in person. So, yep. But on to the Ravens, right? You know, it sucks, man, with this Lamar injury. I don't know how serious it's going to be, how long it's going to be out, man. But it's time for Cooper Rush to step up. You know, like I've been bragging about him and giving him his props since we signed him and everything. Now, here's your time to shine, Cooper. Now, I definitely think we can beat the Texans with Cooper Rush at quarterback. You know, just don't have him do too much. Hand the ball off to Derrick Henry. You listening, Todd Monken? You know, and
they got a good defense. Their defense is ranked 5th, Houston's.
Really?
Yeah.
Dang, I didn't know that, man. Did they just shut somebody out? They shut the
Tennessee.
They shut Tennessee. Well, that's Tennessee,
not
though.
Saying a lot, right?
Well, they did slow down. They shut all the Rams down. What was that first game of the season, too, the Texans played, as I recall. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, definitely got a tough defense. And the Rams game, that's going to be the one. I'm nervous about that one. But at worst, if we can go 1-1 into the bye, you know, or some type of miracle happen, 2-0. But, hey, it's the NFL, man. Any given Sunday, man. Just next man up. Everybody got to step up and play, man, do their job. So, That's all I got for y'all today, man. Y'all have a good one.
Remember, next time we go to you, you be ready to rock and roll. We were talking off the air. If Lamar's not playing, they're losing to the Rams. And this game Sunday against Houston with Cooper Rush, that's no guarantee either.
No.
Spread's 3.5. So this is 5 games in. Ravens have been favored in every single game this season. And that's why this whole, well, they've played 3 really good teams. And they have. And lost to all of them, by the way. So these litmus test games, they have failed. But they were favored in every single one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So how sorry do we really feel for Baltimore with this tough schedule here?
Oh, it is what it is. And, I mean, if you're the Ravens, I mean, You know, I mean, we talked about it earlier. I don't mind that tough schedule. I got everybody back. I got my coaches back. I expect a fast start.
Bring it on.
You know, and you're up 40-25, you know, against Buffalo, and you give it away. You know, and then that's just been kind of downhill from then, basically. So, I mean, all right. I mean, Bob, when you look at it, we're going to have what? Simpson and Buchanan as our inside backers. That's a little scary. You know, so they're going to have to come up with some type of scheme defensively. Come up with something creative, you know, to take advantage of the guys that you got and what they can do. I'm guessing Keon Martin he's the one that replaced Humphrey, you know, and Keon's all right. You know, he's not bad. Tampa came in and played too, you know. So, but come up with some type of – be aggressive. I mean, you know, I mean, to me, Bob, I mean, hey, if they're starting, put extra guys or blitz or do whatever. You know, I mean, like Kansas City did. They caused Lamar to turn it over twice because of pressure. And we can't get it. Although, let me just say this. Watching some of the film, Mike Green, it's getting close, Bob. He's getting close. Okay. And he's playing faster. Change of direction's better. So it's I see progress. Now, the other guys, I really don't.
Oh, boy. That's a problemo right there. When we come back, Vinny's Dirty Dozen. Week 4 of the NFL season's over. Miami picked up their first win, which is good news, but they lost their best receiver, their best player for the year. That's bad news, obviously. And Denver treated Cincinnati accordingly. So I think the Bengals are in for the long haul here, but we'll get Vinny's Dirty Dozen. Who are the 12 best teams in the NFL? Through the first 4 weeks, I'm guessing the Ravens have descended in the standings here. Then we get back to your calls. Kevin Allstriker, USA Today, the Ravens wire. He'll join us. Talk about the team through 4, the loss of Matt Ibike for the season. What does this mean for an already beleaguered defensive line? Whip around left 15. Here's some highlights from the last night's games. Monday night doubleheader. And then notes from the North. We're going to Cleveland. We're going to Pittsburgh. We're going to Cincinnati. The Steelers right now. It's their division to lose at 3.
Vinny and Haney's Dirty Dozen. The 12 best NFL teams, according to our GM, Vinny Serrato. 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Turn It Up Tuesday, last day of September 2025. Get the hell out of here. But 4 weeks in NFL season, Monday night doubleheader ended with Miami and Denver both winning. Now we talk about the 12 best teams heading into the new month. Vinny's Dirty Dozen.
All right, last week's Dirty Dozen. 1 was Philly, 2 Buffalo, 3 the Chargers, 4 Detroit, 5 Indy, 6 Green Bay, 7 the Rams, 8 Tampa, 9 Denver, 10 Baltimore, 11 San Fran, 12 Washington. Now 7 of the 12 lost.
Welcome to parody.
Yeah. Coming in at number 12. 3-1 Tampa. They lost to Philly 31-25, and they're at Seattle, which is going to be a really interesting game because Seattle's starting to play good, and Lee Evans is still out for them. Godwin came back. Mike Evans. Lee. Oh, I keep saying Lee Evans.
Yeah, don't bring that up. Nolan's about to throw a chair through the window over there.
Yeah, Mike Evans is out for them, so that hurts them. They were down early. They came back, fought back. You know, and then Baker, threw the pick in the end zone.
They were
zone.
Down 8 with 7 minutes left. He threw an ouch.
Yeah. So coming in at 11, 2-1-1 Green Bay. They tied Dallas 40-40. Green Bay's on bye this week. So Packers, you know, defensively, you know, this is a team that 2-0 at home. Then they lost on the road, and then they tied on the road. So they got to kind of figure some things out defensively too, because they were terrible. I mean, against Detroit in the opener, they were fabulous defensively. And now, you know, I mean, Micah Parsons made a hell of a play, you know, towards the end of the game, yep, to save it for him. But Green Bay's they gotta fix a few things there, because Detroit, and we'll talk about Detroit. Detroit's humming now.
Yeah, and Green Bay beat Detroit handily in week 1.
Coming in at 10, 2-2 Denver. They spanked Cincy last night, 28-3. They're at Philly. Denver's at Philly this week. That'll be a big game. But, I mean, Cincinnati, they're, and we'll talk about them later, but they're horrible. You know, offensively, they're just so bad. And Denver's good defense. And it just seemed like all they were doing was just drop back. It looked like Russell Wilson throwing for Cincinnati. Just drop back and throw a go route.
J.K. Dobbins over 100 yards last night. Only thing with Denver, I guess, through the first 4 weeks, Knicks turns the ball over a little bit.
Yes, he does.
There's some turnover stuff going on.
I'll tell you what, Bob, that is the best I've seen J.K. Dobbins look. Quickness and explosiveness. I thought he looked really good. I was really impressed with J.K. Coming in at 9-3-1 Seattle. They won at Arizona. Mike McDonald has not lost on the road. Or no, he's lost one.
Yeah.
One game on the road.
One of the greatest road 10-game stretches in the history of the NFL.
9-1. And they're hosting Tampa. So Seattle is playing Sam Darnold. He's, you know, being an assist guy, doing the things he's got. And they can run it with Walker,
and
Kenneth
now
Walker.
Charbonnet's back.
Charbonnet's back. Yeah, I mean, and defensively, they're really good defensively. And they got a lot of no-name guys on defense that seem to play good. Zach, coming in at 8.
Little big there.
Coming in at 8. Had to put him in, Bob. 2-2 Kansas City. They beat Baltimore 37-20. They're at Jacksonville on Monday night, which would be a big game, you know. But Kansas City, with Worthy back, gave him a totally different deal offensively. Gave him some speed offensively.
Yeah, and you noticed that it just Mahomes had a different swagger to him as well. Instead of, like Lamar's been running for his life, he looked real comfortable with the proceedings at Arrowhead.
Yeah, no question about it. And I thought Kansas City played a good game. And their defense, they're not going to sit around and wait. You know, they're coming. How many times they blitz first play of the game? You know, Zach. Coming in at 7. 3-1 Jacksonville. They won at San Fran 26-21. Like I said, they're hosting Kansas City Monday night. Jacksonville, they got, you know what? Cone, the coach, I think he gives them kind of like a little edge, a little cockiness.
Oh, you're right. A fist fight with Saleh after the game.
So he's got some toughness about that.
And Etienne's having a monster year
yes,
when it looked like last couple
he was
years.
Done.
Yeah, he was finished. Yep.
Yeah. Travis Hunter got to kind of pick it up a little bit. Yeah,
he's doing well defensively, though.
Yeah. Coming in at 6, 3-1 Indianapolis. They lost at the Rams 27-20. They're hosting Vegas. But Indy's Danny Dimes is still, I mean, they're a good team. When you look at their talent and stuff, they're a good team, and they're playing good.
Adonai Mitchell literally dropped a touchdown for them.
Yes,
he was. He was uncontested, going in the end zone. He was trying to negotiate the ball to do whatever his celebration was, and he dropped it, rolled out, 6 off the board.
Yeah.
They lost by 7.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Celebrate once you get there.
Yeah.
Coming in at 5. 3-1 Chargers. They lost at the Giants 21-18. They're hosting Washington. But they lost Alt, their left tackle. You know, so they've lost their 2 starting tackles.
Yeah, the guy they paid got hurt in training camp.
Yeah, the Northwestern
I think literally
kid.
The next day.
Yeah, so their offensive line-wise, they're kind of in trouble there at the tackle position. And Omarion Hampton, he's starting to pick it up for the Chargers a little bit. In the run game, yeah. So that'll help them out at some. Coming in at 4, 3-1 the Rams. Beat Indy 27-20. They host San Fran on Thursday night. I'll be watching that on my Southwest flight. Puka Nacua was hot, man. Puka had a hell of a game. He'll be in contention for player of the game, Nolan.
Oh, our heroes of
yes.
the week, you mean?
Yeah.
Which is tomorrow.
Yeah. Coming in at 3, 3-1 Detroit. They spanked Cleveland 34-10. They're at Cincy. They'll probably spank
them.
They're
big favorites here, 9.5.
Yeah. But Detroit, their golf looks really good. Their running game looks good. Their passing game looks good. You know, St. Brown's a stud. And Hutchinson is phenomenal. He's picking it up now. He's causing all kinds of havoc. But Detroit, they look like they're back to if not the best team in the NFC right now, they're right there.
I stand corrected. They're 10.5-point favorites over Cincinnati.
And then coming in at 2, This team's on cruise control. Buffalo, 4-0. Beat New Orleans 31-19. They're hosting New England, and New England will give them a better game. New England will compete with them, division game, you know, and everything. So New Orleans hung in there for a while, but I think Buffalo, it was like, okay, you know we're going to win this game. And Josh Allen, what did he throw for, like 200 yards? So, yeah. I mean, he does what he needs to do.
James Cook's having a monster season.
He got paid. And then coming in at number one, Philly, 4-0. Beat Tampa 31-25. They held on. They were up big, and they're hosting Denver on Sunday, which will be a good test for them because Denver's defense is really good. And Philly, we'll see. I mean, it seems like they always have issues in the locker room. So in summary, Philly 1, 2 Buffalo, 3 Detroit, 4 the Rams, 5 the Chargers, 6 Indy, 7 Jacksonville, 8 Kansas City, 9 Seattle, 10 Denver, 11 Green Bay, 12 Tampa.
We have the People 5 coming up later in the show. Stick around for that. Kevin Allstriker, USA Today, Ravens Wire next. They got the whip around and then notes from the north. We're going to Cleveland, we're going to Cincinnati, and we're going to first place Pittsburgh. Stick around.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.